Yeah. So I'll just recap, and not only recap, also fill in things which I think I wanted to add. All right, so last time we started to discuss what is the issue of Baal Tosef as it pertains to Asiyah, we started with the issue of the Chazar, which I thought offers a good access point into the Sugya, the issue of being Chozer Ve'ose Kama Pamim, right? Asiyah's Mitzvah Kama Pamim. Right, this is something that all the Rishonim discuss. They note that the Gemara gives us the directive that we're tokin the Miyushav and also tokin the Umlad. Why do we do it twice, the Gemara says? Nobody seems bothered by the fact that we have an issue here about Tosef, seemingly. So this is the question that all the Rishonim ask. So we noted that the Rashba, he gives his answer that any time you have Tekanas Chachamim, so that's going to be something which removes it from being a problem about Tosef. The way we explain that is, the premise of the question seems to be, this is a Maisa Mitzvah which isn't commanded, you aren't commanded to do, and if that's the case, then doing it is about Tosef, right? Baal Tosef seems to be doing Maisa Mitzvah which isn't commanded. And the Rashba seems to be answering, you are commanded. It may not be something you're commanded as part of Mitzvah's Shofar, but it's something you're commanded as part of Mitzvah's Apiyat Torah Shiyarucha, and therefore it's certainly not a Tosef as the Torah. Right, it's just substantively speaking, the Isser only comes in if you actually don't have to do it. If you have to do it for whatever reason, whether mitzvah shofar or from mitzvah l'shmona d'vei chachamim, either way, it isn't an uncommanded ma'aseh mitzvah, it's a commanded ma'aseh mitzvah, in which case you're not going to have a problem with Baal Tosef, because that's just not what Baal Tosef is. Ra'ah, we mentioned he has a different answer. He thinks that the answer to this question follows from the principle of Hailechud Dikai, is an issue which we'll get to in our sugya, which needs to be analyzed when we discuss that sugya. But the answer that we wanted to focus on was the Tosef's answer and the Ritva's answer, which is that they say that there's just no issue of Baal Tosef when you repeat a performance, when you're Chozer Ve'ose Kama Pamim. So the truth is that here, Misvar, I think there are two ways to understand this, and this is something now I'm adding, because I forgot to mention the first way. One way to understand this is to understand that what they're saying is that it isn't true that the Maisa Mitzvah here isn't commanded. The Maisa Mitzvah here, when you do it again and again, so that is Bechal HaMitzvah. It's a further kiyum of the Mitzvah. What they're saying, in other words, is that once is just the minimum. Do it once, you actually are Yotzei. That's Me'akeh of the Mitzvah. But it's not to say that after that it's over. After that you can continue, and it's Bechal Kiyum HaMitzvah. Now the Tosfos...
It's pretty broad.
Hold on. The Tosfos compare it to, as does the Ritva, Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah Chav Chesem Beis, they say... for the same reason. Now, when it comes to lulav, divrei Torah aniyim makom echad, it's a shir makom acher and lama tesam aleph in sukkah, right in harmas eches, that they believe that that's not just repeating a ma'aseh mitzvah, sort of a neutral act. They think that that's a mitzvah min a muvchar kiyum of mitzvahs lulav. Ad kedekach, they believe in one of the suggestions in Tosfos sukkah and lama tesam aleph. They believe that that is the way in which we can justify picking up the lulav and making a bracha afterwards. The issue they get into is, we have a general principle of you have to be mivarech over lasiyasan. That's on the one hand. Given that we hold kevin da agbe nafik, right, the Gemara says kevin da agbe nafik be, so if that's the case, so then we should say you have to recite the bracha before you pick up the object. But Tosa says that runs against another principle, which you get from the Gemara Menachos, regarding tefillin, that you can't make the bracha upon a mitzvah before the chefetz ha-mitzvah mizumanim biyado. You can't do that. So you have a conundrum. You can't say it before you pick up the lulav and esrog. Once you pick it up, it's already too late. So the solutions, they hit upon a number of different solutions. Some of them are paskin al chalamaisa, or mehapich the esrog. But one of them is just simply based on the minhag of Anshei Yerushalayim. The Gemara says, "Min alaf amabez minhagim shal Anshei Yerushalayim adam yotzei mitoch beis of lulav biyado nichnas abes kineses of lulav biyado korei kriyshon of lulav biyado." He would set it down for certain things and pick it up again. Now, one could have said that's just chibur mitzvah. It's just it's a practice. They didn't want to give it up. Tosa says no. Tosa says the minhag Anshei Yerushalayim was actually a mitzvah min a muvchar. That's why they were doing it. And therefore, says Tosfos, that justifies saying the bracha that's still over lasiyasan, even though I've already discharged the obligation, I've been yotzei, but kol zman that I continue holding it, that's being mekayem in the mitzvah more and more. The okay, there may be so pirkim and hagin shalant yushalayim adam yotzei mitoch beso lulav v'yado besek nesis lulav v'yado kori kriyashem lulav v'yado av bisha kol ilu hadvarim in minachvin mikom makom hoi v'yesh v'davar mitzvah min amufchar chashik over lasiyasan. Then it sounds like at the end they're not sure about that. It involves another question of what does over lasiyasan mean? Does it mean over the kiyuman? Over the initial kiyum? Over maisa? So that's another issue. But clearly, they're assuming that is a kiyum of the mitzvah. It's just it's even a greater kiyum. It's not just you're being mekayim more and more. It's actually, qualitatively, it sounds like a greater kiyum. What about matzah? The other example that they give, the other comparison. So when it comes to matzah, in Rishonim, I don't know if there's much discussion, but the Maharal and Gvuras Ari paskins that all the matzah one eats on the night of Pesach should be eaten beseba. Because kizayis matzah, that's just to be yotzei the mitzvah. But all the matzah that you eat that night, berach tochel matzos, that's all kiyum of mitzvahs achilas matzah. And as such, the rules governing the mitzvahs achilas matzah apply to it, and therefore you should eat it beseba.
Everyone quotes from the Gra that every kizayis on Pesach is a kiyum.
We discussed that Gra. That's for the Shahar HaYamim. But this is much more, because nobody would say for the Gra, let's say, that it needs to be yin be'aseba. This is saying this is part of the Maisa Mitzvah that you have in the Lala Rishonah, and therefore the Dinei HaMitzvah apply. The Gra doesn't say that. There is a consequence which is true of both of them, that, for instance, you should eat matzah that would be kshera, that the Gra was makbid on for that reason. So that's one possibility, that what they're saying is that this is true also of Rosh Hashanah, in fact. So it's all a kiyum mitzvah. That's what Tosa is saying. The alternative is to say that the idea here is not that it's bechlal ha-mitzvah, and therefore this is an uncommanded ma'isa mitzvah. It's not a ma'isa mitzvah without a mitzvah that it responds to. Rather, the second premise isn't true. It's true this is an uncommanded ma'isa mitzvah. However, that's not Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef does not forbid performing uncommanded ma'isa mitzvahs. Baal Tosef forbids distorting mitzvahs, doing ma'isa mitzvahs in a distorted manner by introducing things into it that aren't part of it. The truth is that the Ritva, I like the Ritva's formulations in a couple of places. He says, She'ein Baal Tosef, this is his formulation in Rosh Hashanah, Ein Baal Tosef el b'mosif beguf ha-mitzvah, kegon hei batem mitzvilen o dalet brachos b'rchus kolanim, o beis truus b'simen echer, o beis chiyas la'akev, aval lasos ha-mitzvah kilchasa, nifter b'pamachas v'chos v'roset b'pamacheres, kegon chulei. It sounds like he's contrasting. What's the problem? Is doing the Maisa Mitzvah Shalok Kelchasa.
Where are we
the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah. Source number 3. Right? Doing a Maisa Mitzvah Shalok Kelchasa in a way which distorts its halachic character, that's the problem. But just to repeat a Maisa Mitzvah, a pristine Mitzvah Maisa Kelchasa, that's not a problem. That's just not Baal Tosef. Why? Because Baal Tosef is distorting the Mitzvah. And he, again, formulates it in Sukkah and Lamed Aleph here. Leka Mishum Baal Tosef, it doesn't sound like he's saying that it happens to be, there's no problem, because it's commanded to do it again and again. It sounds like he's saying, no, I'm giving you a definition of what Baal Tosef is. Like Mishum Baal Tosef, Ela Shemosef Chelek Echa B'mitzvah. Shemosef Bin Minyanan, Oba Shiuran, Shenas Torah, Vekbida Bo. Bein Lamada, Bein Lamala. For instance, if you're Mosef Simen Trua, Tekiyo, Shemosef Bin Minin, Avala Kosha Osef Mitzvah, So Kederach Shemra Torah. You're doing it in the way, the proper format, that Tzuras HaMitzvah is proper. Elamai, it's just not Mitzvah, but that's not Baal Tosef. That's what I think the Ritva's formulations really do point to. And I think that one has a much easier time if you assume that this is what Tosfos has in mind as well. Why? Because Tosfos, and admittedly this is difficult on either view, but I think it only is understandable on one of them. If you look at the Tosfos in Tezayin, this is the whole Tosfos. So they're completely satisfied with it. They just say, right? She'ein shayach ba Tosef ba'asiyas mitzvah achas beis pamim kegon kohen im evarech v'chozer evarech. Right, onotolulu v'chozer v'notol v'chein tokeya v'chozer v'tokeya, and then just leave it at that. Tosfos, however, in Rosh Hashanah Chavchesam and Beis, they just ask the question again, and then they give an answer. V'yesh lomar, exactly what we said before. Can depreciate b'perakama, and they go on though. V'loshayach b'tosef asiyas mitzvah shtei pa'amim berachos kohanim, etc. Then at the end there, they start throwing in other things. V'chein b'hadas v'arava shebelulav, afilu nosin kama hadasim and kama aravas belulav ein ze b'tosef. He's saying, even if you put it within, this is all issues that we're going to discuss more at length, the hosafas that are shayach to lulav, hosafa b'min, hosafa b'min acher, it's a machlokus yishonim, all this is machlokus yishonim. The Tosfos themselves held that it was mutter to do so, and this is the reason. In other words, many Rishonim held it was mutter to do so, probably the vast majority. But why? Very different reasons. Here the Tosfos is saying it's the same principle. Doing a mitzvah multiple times is mutter. And here's where this causes a problem. Now that they've accepted the idea that introducing multiples of elements within the mitzvah, of the chetzei ha-mitzvah, that also, for whatever reason, we'll get to this in a second, is the same principle, for the same reason, would be permissible. So then they come to the problem that umi utema delfizeh mayanosin kama chutim b'tzitzis. the Kama Parshios with Tfilin b'Bayis Echad lo haya over mishum bal tosef. Now the Kama Parshios with Tfilin b'Bayis Echad, that's actually not explicitly addressed anywhere in the Gemara. Kama Parshios with Tfilin b'Bayis Echad, I believe that the Gemara says hey but the Tfilin, right. This is talking about that the Tosas is acknowledging. This Tosas is saying that if their assumption is, in other words, that as long as they're mostif in the same thing that the Torah is commanding, you can do as many as you want. Right? If you can put as many matan damim as you want in the single keren. So by the same token, Tosas is saying you can increase the number of chafatzim. You know, you can have 10 of the same parshas, but put it all in one bias, that shouldn't be a problem. And they're assuming that that's not so. In Menachos, Tosas go back and forth on this question about whether or not, in fact, this might be so. Either way, they say it is so. This is Bal Tosif. And they think on their principle, on the way that they're understanding this idea of Asis Kamad Hamim, that shouldn't be. It should be that you have no problem putting, let's say, four of the same Parsha in one bias. Now, either way, whether or not it's so, the point is they think that according to their logic, it should be so. That this should be no problem. Now, this is difficult regardless. Meaning, why did Tosos connect? Why did they see this as being the same issue as Yasiyas HaMaisa Kama Pa'amim? The parallel would be wearing tefillin more than the recommended amount, if there were such a thing. There isn't such a thing, but that would be the parallel. In the case of Lulav and Esrog, the parallel would be to be Lokeach Lulav Harbei Pa'amim. But they think that another example is adding in the same min. If you take the view that the idea is that every time you do it, it's part of the mitzvah, then it's very hard to see why you would assume that would be true also of Parshios with Tefillin. What's the connection? Here you're doing the same Maisa Mitzvah, and the point is that when the Torah commands you to do it, don't think that just because you've been Yotze with that single time, that's all the Mitzvah is relevant for. No, every time you do it afterwards, also Mekai. What does it have to do with being Mosef Parshios with Tefillin? The Michasinach is, I think, addressing this issue. And you see that the Michasinach indeed understood the Yasiyas Kamad Pamim in the way that we mentioned before, the first suggestion. There are reasons within these mitzvahs that we consider this to be a kiyuma mitzvah. That doesn't apply, has nothing to do with what they're talking about. Ube'emes, says the Mechasinach, en yodea, machriach l'rabbasinu balei atosos l'hashvos, davar zeh, the lashon is a little bit unclear, but this is, I think, what he means. Heim ba'asiyas ha-mitzvos kama pa'amim v'heim b'kofal ha-mitzvah, kigon shnei esrogim chadome. I think he means, why the equating, why do they assume that this is the same issue? Doing a maisa mitzvah pristinely, but many times, versus adding the number of the oso hamin. The basiyas mitzvah kama pemen can go to kios a lulav a matzah da torah kasva yom trua uba yom arishon bayar tochu matzos imke nagi da torah hayatzrich litain shir le mitzvah the mitzvah he b'sholosh truos. I mean, what does it mean to blow? Upamachas vayom arba aminim ukezayis matzah kol zeh shalol lefachos. The pachos ain't a mitzvah. This is the minimum that the Torah is establishing. Aval hosif rashai the yom trua mashma kainu. Meaning, he's saying explicitly, the idea is this is all b'chal the mitzvah. The minimum that you need to do is just once, you need to pick it up. But this is all b'chal the mitzvah. Every l'kicha b'yom harishon is part of the mitzvah. Yom tshuva yilchem, part of the mitzvah. Be'er tochlu matzos, all part of the mitzvah. I think that's clearly what he's saying. So therefore, that's the reason. But then, aval lichvol ha-mitzvah, meaning he means the cheftza shel ha-mitzvah, but pa'am achas, within that initial one time you're doing it, where do you get that? What's the connection? Yes. Eat matzah be'erev. Is this an achilas matzah? Yes. So the Torah, when it says gezayis, when it says b'da'ag b'nachav, that's the minimum. Of course, it's within the mitzvah, and that's why it's not a problem on Bal Tosef. It is commanded in a sense. But if that's the case, it really does become extremely difficult to see what connection there could possibly be. Not why it's not muchach, but how could it even possibly be related when you're talking about being most of a min? However, if you say that the issue is distorting, so then I think there's a Pesach. There's not at all Mokrach, because you could still say Yesh L'chalik. When you do the same mitzvah the correct way, many times, that's not a distortion of the mitzvah. Masha Ein Kein, when you add within. However, there's also room to say that Tosfos is assuming that you cannot distort the mitzvah. And that's why if you do the whole thing more than once, that's fine. But what does it mean to distort? It means adding in elements to the Maisa HaMitzvah, or to the Chetzah Shel HaMitzvah, which are foreign to the mitzvah. You cannot add within the Maisa Mitzvah foreign elements. That's what it means to distort. Something that is not shayach to the mitzvah to bring in, introducing a foreign body into the mitzvah, that's distortion of the mitzvah. But something which is an element of the mitzvah, increasing the number then, is not a distortion. Right, you follow? That's what I think they must be assuming. You know, that's what they presume, they're positing, that what it means to distort a mitzvah is to introduce a nachri into this mitzvah. But just to increase the number of things which are part of the mitzvah, that's not a distortion. It could be that you're doing things shalol tzarech gamri. And it's not a kiyum mitzvah b'chal. There's no mitzvah you're being mekayim when you have these mosif and parshios. But nonetheless, you're not distorting the mitzvah. And for Tosfos, that means you're not grafting in things which don't belong there. Yeah?
Could it be that if this is Tosfos Havana, is there room to say that the fifth parsha that you're adding is actually one of the same as the first four? I feel like you can only say this pshat in Tosfos if it's, like, I don't know, you pick up Bereishis bara Elokim Hashemayim v'aretz, it's mamash nothing to do with tefillin. So that is a foreign element. How could you even have that havmina? But if it's one of the four parshas, maybe Tosfos.
That's what Tosfos is saying. The Tosfos think that therefore that should be fine. What they're saying. That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying.
I'm saying when we said adding a fifth parsha, what?
It's not adding just to clarify. There's adding a fifth bias, the physical compartment, and then there's the parsha you put in it. What they're saying here is you should be able to put. I think I'm assuming one of the four parshios. Whichever bias it's supposed to be in, you can put as many as you want in there.
So you have to make some sort of very nuanced split between why Hey Batim is, you know, is worse than the same parsha. Like, it's the same bias.
I'm saying that's that.
If I had a fifth bias and put one of the parshios that already exists until in that new bias.
I think the idea is that it's a chetza shel bas arba batim.
So it is a chetza for these parshios, one each. Like, you can always make the same argument. Like,
four one each, what do you mean?
Like, it's four parshios, but one of each. Like, it's a chetza of having four parshios, but one of each. Like,
yeah, but I.
You have to draw a very nuanced chiluk regardless.
I think you do have to draw a chiluk. I'm not sure how nuanced that is, though, to say that increasing the number of fifth bias is a different kind of chetza.
Right.
That's a different kind of box, as opposed to where I'm just increasing the number of partios.
Eight batim, doubled the four batim. You have two with one chetza.
But that's a bas eight batim. That's a different, yeah.
Okay.
As opposed to increasing the number of partios.
That's
not creating a new kind of chetza. That's just the chetza is the box. The bias shel tefillin is the new thing. You know that you're putting it in.
When we're saying, maybe I misunderstood to begin with. When we're saying adding more parshios, not batim, adding more parshios.
I think so. That's what Tosfos says.
What's
right?
He referring to?
Taking another class.
He's saying, I think, take.
What's written? Which parshios?
Let's say parshios v'hayim. So you take two of them.
Oh, but it's not saying just take right out.
No, I don't think he had that havmina.
Because he's comparing to this, adding meaning with the lulav.
Yeah, it's like eating two gezeis of matzah. So in that bias in which there's supposed to be the parsha X, so add two of those parshios.
Okay, fine.
I think even Tosfos, they would agree that to put something, that's a foreign, I think that they would say. They view this as Tosefes Oso Hamin.
Right, sorry.
Yeah. Okay, you see, I added significantly to what we discussed last time. Right. So the next thing I mentioned was just the potential, what this affords us an explanation of, which is the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara is discussing the din in creating tzitzis that we require asiya tasev lo mena asui. And therefore, if you're matil abala shalosh, right, you put four tzitzios on a three-cornered garment, and then you manage to corner the fourth, that would be a problem of tasav lomena asui.
Exactly what the case is.
The case is I have a three-cornered, I have three corners, and let's say, I'm making this part up, but let's say you just have it curved on the fourth.
Okay.
Right? That's not a beget achayav betzitzis. It's not talasav achayav betzitzis. But your matil tzitzis on all four parts, and including on the part which is curved. Then you cut the fourth corner, so now it becomes a beget achayav betzitzis. That's tasav lomena asui. That is puzzle because the assumption is that when you're putting on the shalol tzara, that's not a kasher asiya. And then memelav, it becomes, all of a sudden, you know, becomes a tzitzis with proper tzitzis on it, but it was not made. It was not made as a result of a valid act of atel tzitzis. It was simply something that happened memela. Okay? So the Gemara says, is that the case that we have a din of tasav lomena asui regarding tzitzis? Mi amrina tasav lomena asui? Amar Rabbi Zeira, hitil lamutalas kshera. What this means is that you had a four-cornered garment with tzitzis on them already, then you were matil an additional set of chutei tzitzis to each of the corners, and you cut the originals. In that case, he says, it's still kosher. Now, the assumption is that this is equivalent. Why? Because again, the act responsible for how the tzitzis got there was in the Nesiyah Shalol Tzorech, just like it was in the case of Baal HaShalosh. In one case, it was Shalol Tzorech because it wasn't Beged HaChayvus Tzitzis. In the other case, it was Shalol Tzorech because it had tzitzis. Right? And nonetheless, he says that if you cut those tzitzis, the original ones off, you're still going to be kosher. It's Shalol Tzorech. So you see, there's no din of Tasev Lomino Asa. That's the Gemara's assumption. Following? So then the Gemara answers, I'm just going to say it according to Rashi. Maybe I'll mention it wrong after. Amar Rav Hashav Baval Tosef Kai. Maisa Lohavi. Rashi reads it as a lush, simply a statement, that in the second case, in Rabbi Zeira's case, when I was Matiol Sittis to a beggar that had already, I'm over Baval Tosef. And the Torah is not Machshiv, Maisa, Be'avera, as a constructive act. That's not a Maisa. And therefore, what, says Rashi? Therefore, when I later cut the original four, 1 through 4, that's the moment of Asiya. In other words, Rav is saying that if the Hatalos HaTzitzis prior to this was an Asiya, has a stature of an Asiya, then if it only becomes kosher subsequent to that Asiya, then it's Tasev Lo Mena Asoy. If it only becomes Chayeves to have had that Asiya afterwards, it's Tasev Lo Mena Asoy. The reason this case is Kshera is because, in fact, the Asiya is not the act of Hatalos HaTzitzis 5 through 8, because it was a non-Maisa. Because it was over Bebat Hosef. And therefore, when is it that I'm actually making these tzitzis? When is the Maisa Asiya tzitzis? Is the act of cutting off the original four. Notice that Chetzah Shel tzitzis, which involved these four chutim, was made at the moment of cutting off the original four. That's how Rashi reads this. Maskev Rav Papa. So Rav Papa responds, it's not true. Mimai degavar lo sufi kamachavin, domalev tuli kamachavin, ubat Hosef leka Maisa Ika. So he says that, no, this is a good proof against the idea that there's a problem with Tasa Lomena Asoi. Why? Because if he had been miskaving Lahosif, so then in Chinami, he would be over on an Batosif, and then you could say the subsequent cutting is the first Asiya, because the initial act of Hatala, it's an Avera, so the Torah is not Mashiv that is an act. However, Rabbi Zeira didn't qualify. Even if he's Matil for the purpose of being Nevatel, right, he has in mind, he's going to remove the chutim 1 through 4. In that case, there's no batosif. It's just not osafa, because the intent is to replace, not to add. And therefore, it would be a maisa in that case. And yet, Rabbi Zeira still thinks it's kosher. It must be, says Rav Papa, it must be that this is because there's no din of tassel manasseh. Follow? So just take a look at Rashi. Rashi will help out a little bit. Amar Rava le'olam shalot tzarech mina asui, karinam be. Right, if you're matil shalot tzarech, that is considered mina asui. V'hachalahachi, and why is it that Rabbi Zeira's talus is okay? V'Rabbi Zeira, v'hachalahachi mishra, b'vasrai, d'kai b'bal tosif, ki avdinu v'lo havu maisa, d'kevan d'over al divrei Torah, lo mikra maisa, since it was an aver al divrei Torah, it's not a mikra maisa, hilchach ki pasik l'kamai, and therefore when I cut off the 1 through 4, he havias yasan de basrai. That's making it a talus, because that's you need a maisa. It doesn't just get there on its own, right? So we have to locate the maisa. If the initial act of a talus was an avera maisa, then that's not going to be considered a maisa. That's not going to be our location of the maisa. Rather, therefore, makorchenu, we have to say that what made this it was dafka the act of cutting the originals off. It's kind of a strange idea, but that's what Rashi is explaining. Avashalol tzarech, but nonetheless, nichanami avashalol tzarech the balas gimel she'eno over alein. And therefore is a maisa, havi maisa lekruye tzitzis asuya bipsol, vika mishkomra tasav lomen asui. If it's a maisa, then it creates an asui, a shame asui. What Rav is saying is that doing it be'avera is lo mikre asiya, and therefore it's not asui at that point. When is it asui then? Only when you cut it off, and that was completely fine. However, being matil abaz gimel, which is a shlo tzarech, but it's no avera, and therefore it has a shame asiya. It creates its being an asui. If it was an asui, b'makom shel tzarech, then it's tasav lo asui. Okay. The important point for us, the truth is, the details aren't as significant. The important point for us is this whole gemara reads much easier. It sounds like what we're saying is the actual act of hatala there an avera? Papa's point is that it only is an avera if he actually has vada lohosif. But if he's mechavin shelo lohosif, but to replace, so that's something else entirely. It's not really being mosif. You're just simply creating the tzitzis that it's going to exist correctly. But this all seems to be a question of that initial maisa. And so this is where the Karen Ora comes. What do you mean over bat hosif? What bat hosif is there? Bat hosif is when you wear the tzitzis. Putting on additional four, even b'chavan lohosif, is not an avera. You're not over bat hosif there. So what does that mean, Kavar Baba Tosif? And his answer is, we must be assuming that, as I mentioned last time, I'm showing you now, in Loshon Omar, the Rava Svila Dechovas Talasu. Must be that Rava interpreted the mitzvah to be a Chovas Talas, in which case this is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to put tzitzis on a talis, and therefore when you put more on than ought to be there, that's Baal Tosif. The Chazon Ish, if you take a look at the Chazon Ish, he gives a different spin to it, but Lufian said in a way which is Dachuk. He reads it that, no, that you're only going to be over Baal Tosif later when you're low vision. That's of course the case. However, the nature of the Maisa, Hatala, that'll be determined by whether or not in the end you can be Yotze with it. Right? If it's a Maisa which is creating a Chefza that you can never be Yotze, a Chefza that will be Aveira worn, so that's the issue. It's not a shame Maisa for that reason. Whereas if the Hatala is creating a Chefza that you can be Yotze with, then it would be a Nasiya. The issue is that he himself felt compelled to say that if this is the case, then Kavana in the initial Hatala shouldn't matter. Because the Mela doesn't matter. What difference does it make what the Kavana was when you put it on? The only issue is going to be, is wearing it an act of Baal Tosif afterwards or not? And if it is, then it shouldn't matter what the Kavana was in being Matel. And he in Chinami says that, if you just take a look, I just copy regarding Rava here. Hadam Rava Hashra Baal Tosif Kai Mitzla Maisel Lohavi Nira Dafilu B'Mechavim Levatel HaRishon Esvirle the Rava Kevin Yesh Kan Sura Sapsul Valovish B'Sura Zol Shem Mitzla Kai B'Baal Tosif Sorozolo Mikre Asiya. Even if you're Mvatel, nonetheless, it's the Surah, which is when you're later wear it, it'll be over about Tosif. And he says the same thing about Rapapa. That's the part I think is really duh. He says that Rapapa, too, actually doesn't think it matters if Kavan Mvatel or Kavan Lohosif. Exactly the opposite of what he says. But the point that was forcing him to say that was, if the issue is this a Chetzah that wearing it would be an Avera, yes or no, what does the Kavanah of the person initially have to do with? The point is, in the end, when I wore it, it had 4, 8 on it, or when I wore it, it only had 4. Kavana in the initial Hatala shouldn't matter. The simpler reading of this, and the other thing is, I'm not getting the Rambam, but the Rambam I think is much, it's even harder to say this, the way the Rambam and the Gemara, the way the Kesem Mishnah said the Rambam. The simple reading of it is, no, you are over Baal Tosif. And I think what we would say, just to flesh out what I was saying last time, we can explain this. If you held that Baal Tosif is asiyas, that you're doing the Maisa Mitzvah, Shalobim Kom Mitzvah, right? You're doing an uncommanded Maisa Mitzvah, so then this doesn't make any sense whatsoever. It doesn't get off the ground. How can you, what Maisa Mitzvah are we talking about here? The mitzvah is Levisha Satzitis. You never were Lovish. But if you say that the Isser Baal Tosif is, to, you cannot distort mitzvos. So you can argue perhaps that by distorting the Chetza Shalom Mitzvah, I'm already distorting the mitzvah. I'm already distorting what it is the Torah is commanding. If I create a Chetza Shalom Mitzvah, which is distorted, which is incorrect. When you have the Chetzah Shel Mitzvah, when you have a talis, 4 corners, and there are 4 tzitzios on them, then you add additional tzitzios. So that itself is over Baal Tosif. How you're distorting the mitzvah of what the Torah commands. Right? That I think you can make that argument very plausibly. That Hatala itself is an Aver Baal Tosif. And now I'll just add one thing, and I guess I'm not going to get to more of what I wanted to start the next part of it. But I also have a parent-teacher conference at 7:30. But I think with this explanation also, I think what this also affords us is, meaning this understanding of this approach to what Baal Tosif Asiya is, an issue which is bothersome. We discussed last time that we have Baal Tosif Bahara according to the Rambam. Rambam too, but according to the Rambam, you have Baal Tosif Bahara. If you say a din is Devar Torah, if you say that Gedi includes chicken when it doesn't, so then that's also over Baal Tosif. So we mentioned that it's a chiddush. Doesn't say this anywhere in the Gemara, but beyond the fact that it doesn't say in the Gemara, so the question is just what is that? How does that relate to Baal Tosif Asiya? We mentioned that the simple solution to this is what the Hamikdash suggests, namely we're dealing with 2 different psukim referring to 2 different things, right? The pasuk of Baal Tosif in Parshas Veschanan, that's referring to right where it says Lo Sosifu, so that is referring to Kohen Ha'olah L'Duch, and that's referring to Baal Tosif Asiya. It's referring to Kol Yachid V'Yachid after all. But when it says Lo Sosef Alav in Parshas Re'eh, so that's directed towards the Beis Din, and that has to do with being more Horos, adding to the corpus of Torah law. The issue is that while that's compelling on its own, but if you look at the Rambam, you would have expected, if this were true, that he would be counting how many mitzvahs? 2. He should be counting 2 different mitzvahs. There's 1 mitzvah about Tosif. That refers to Beis Din, Rabbi Yelashon Yachid, that refers to Beis Din being Mora, that there's something that belongs among the Dinei Torah that doesn't. And then there's also an Isser of Baal Tosifu, which refers to a person, an individual, adding be'asiyah. But he only includes one mitzvah. So I think you have to assume that for the Rambam, this is two panim, two aspects of one idea. Now, if we say that the Isser of Baal Tosef, be'asiyah, is to do uncommanded ma'aseh mitzvahs, there's very little shaychus then to what does it have to do with Beis Din saying that Gedi includes other things. But if we say that the Isser is, when Baal Tosef be'asiyah, is to distort the mitzvah, be'asiyah. So then we can say, might argue, there's one Isser here. There's one Isser. The Isser is to distort the mitzvahs Hashem. Now that can be done, ayde asiyah, but that's not the only way it can be done. It can also be done, ayde a hora. In other words, you can create a distortion of the mitzvah via your improper asiyah, distorting the ma'aseh mitzvah, but you can also distort, ayde hora. The idea is that there's only distortion if the thing that you're doing has some stature to it. If it's just bitumei mila ba'alma, or if it's just kechucha b'tula, that's just silliness. That's not distorting the mitzvah. When it comes to every yachid, what has an objective stature is not his pronouncement, but the Torah does, however, give every yachid v'yachid give his ma'aseh mitzvah stature. When he does things responding to the Rosh Hashanah's ratzon, that act has a certain stature. So for him, his chance to distort Torah is when he's doing that act. Otherwise, when he says things, that's just not nichla. That's just not. He can say what he wants, but he's a clown. He's an amaretz. That's what he is. But when it comes to Beis Din HaGadol, their pronouncements carry weight as well. In as much as, in fact, if it's true what they're saying, then we actually have a chiv to follow it. We actually do have a chiv to follow what's true when they say it, right? And therefore, when they distort it and say, even though it is in fact the case, they understand that presumably that this is not bichlal di ha'aser. When they say, by the way, this includes chicken, that also is a distortion of a mitzvah. It's just another way of doing it. It's another way of distorting the mitzvah. Their pronouncements carry weight, and therefore, when they say it, it really does. It creates a distorted picture of what the mitzvah is, and therefore, that's also about Tosef. I think that's a compelling way to read it, and I think the diuk of the Nitziv, I think, is still omei bimkomo, meaning these are still two different ways of distorting. So you could say it applies. What I would say is it applies to both. The yechidim kol yachid v'yachid, they can distort mitzvahs. How? What they say doesn't matter. That's true, but what they do does. If it's an act of the Torah is addressing them, be kind to mitzvah, and this is what you need to do. When they do it and they do other things, that's distorting it. But it also says lo sasefa love, that's referring to Beis Din, and it's just the same Isser. It's just another method of doing the same Isser. Again, the Isser is to distort the mitzvahs of Torah, and they can be over it, even not if Rabbi Lush Nachir means that there's a body that's doing this. And what are they doing? Well, they're pronouncing halacha and saying and distorting it in that way. So I think it's a very compelling argument to see this being as just sort of twin expressions of the same idea. If the idea is of Baal Tosef be'asiyah is you cannot distort a mitzvah. Whereas if you say it's doing acts that are not commanded, it's much, much more difficult to see what's the connection between that and Gedi being Bechlal Chalevimah. Alright, next time we'll pick up with one more point on the general issue, focusing specifically on Hosafa Shel Bezman, which I think Adam was actually your original question, which was over all the cases, this really does seem to work with all the cases that are mentioned explicitly, except for maybe, you could argue, maybe Hosafa, those cases of, let's say, Yashay Mishmini, and mitzvah shalot mitzvah tilin bizman shein bizman tilin, those seem to be doing the act when it isn't commanded. It's not really a distorted act. That already is what I'm going to contend with next time, which is how do we address those issues.